Welcome back to the Make Time for Success podcast. This is episode number 173. I just finished recording this fun episode on the power of affirmations. And the topic that I chose for this episode more specifically is affirmations for productivity. But you're going to see that the affirmations that I list in the episode are not really about the nitty-gritty of being productive, like how to get your focus together or how to start a project. These affirmations are probably a little bit bigger in scope, that they are meant to create a feeling of wellness inside of you, orienting you towards pointing your nose towards success and understanding that you were meant for good things and that you will find success in everything that you do. If you are not familiar with the practice of working on your mindset or using affirmations on a daily basis, I'm really happy to introduce this concept to you with this episode. I really hope these affirmations serve as fuel for your mindset and your positivity and for you to feel really empowered today and for every day going forward. You can use this recording over and over again to make sure that you develop a mindset for success. Let's go listen to this episode together now. Hi, I'm Dr. Christine Lee, and I'm a psychologist and a procrastination coach. I've helped thousands of people move past procrastination and overwhelm so they could begin working to their potential. In this podcast, you're going to learn powerful strategies for getting your mind, body, and energy to work together so that you can focus on what's really important and accomplish the goals you want to achieve. When you start living within your full power, you're going to see how being productive can be easy and how you can create success on demand. Welcome to the Make Time for Success podcast. Okay, my friend, are you ready to get going with some affirmations for productivity? I know I am raring to go, excited to share this list of affirmations with you. And I thought the reason why I should put this episode together for you is because I do know and I deeply believe that the way we manage our mindset and our energy is a big part of how we become productive. It's how we get productive. It's how we sustain productivity, and it's how we enjoy productivity. And without working on mindset and energy, we might feel ourselves needing to struggle a bit more, battle with procrastination a little bit more, take a little bit longer in doing the work that we have to do. And I'm here for just shortening that entire process, making everything a little bit more fun, smooth, aligned, and in a good working flow with who you are. So before we start with the list of affirmations, I wanted to also share with you the reasons I think affirmations are a great psychological tool for getting yourself into the right mind frame for doing whatever you want, whether it's productivity or getting better habits with your sleep or whatever you choose for yourself as a goal. So to start, I will tell you that when I first heard of the concept of affirmations, it was long before I was in graduate school for psychology. It was probably a good 30 years ago. And I will share with you that I thought the whole thing was a bit funny, a little bit hogwashy, that I didn't really know how just saying a few nice words to myself would help anything. At that time, especially, I was filled with negative thoughts and comments and dialogue with myself, thinking to myself, oh, that'll never happen. Very negative, very anxious. I'm too slow for this. Oh, this is going to be so difficult. That negativity that kind of pervaded everything that I did. But then I did go to graduate school for psychology, and I did start studying in earnest about the psychology of the mind, of self-efficacy, of our energy in later years. And I have to say that the whole thing makes sense to me now. The whole idea that affirmations, the simple act of just saying nice sentences and nice ideas to yourself, whether it be in the morning, the middle of the day, or right before bed, can be truly an uplift to yourself. You can improve your sense of yourself, your positive self-regard, every time you just utter a positive sentence to yourself. And I now think, as a grown adult, why wouldn't we do something like that? Why would we avoid coaching ourselves into a better mind frame, into a better feeling, when it's so simple? It's a free technique, and we can keep a list of these things in our bathroom so that we can say this stuff to ourselves as we're getting ready in the morning. Why would we not do that? Another reason is based on psychological principles. There's one called cognitive dissonance. And this is where the brain marks that it is uncomfortable when it hears something that is not in line with its current set of beliefs. So if you're thinking inside, like I was, oh, I'm too slow to do anything very quickly, and then all of a sudden you feed your brain an affirmation that says, oh, I'm going to get this done as soon as possible, super quickly, then there's going to be a dissonance between the old held belief and the new inserted belief, the new affirmation. And the idea is that if you keep a steady practice of telling yourself these positive affirmations, perhaps a daily practice, perhaps a multiple times a day practice, you will reduce that dissonance, and your brain will work to reduce that dissonance for you. You will gradually, over time, and with your neural wiring, everything will start to match the new belief. And I think that this is a fantastic way to improve your mood, improve your outlook, improve your chances of thinking good things about yourself. And you know what I say all the time on this podcast: we do well when we feel well. So I hope that little bit of an introduction helps you to feel more open to this process. And if you're still feeling a little skeptical, just follow along with me anyway. I think by the end of this series of affirmations, you're going to feel better anyway. All right. Now, the way to do this is to just follow along with me. I'm going to say a positive affirmation, and then I'm going to repeat it. And I would like for you to listen to it the first time, and then I would like for you to repeat it out loud the second time I say the sentence. So I'm going to basically say a list of pairs of sentences, and I would love for you to follow along by speaking out loud and repeating the sentence the second time that I say it. Let's start together now. I hope you enjoy this series. I radiate confidence and positivity in everything I do. I radiate confidence and positivity in everything I do. I am the architect of my destiny, and I create success with every action. I am the architect of my destiny, and I create success with every action. I am a powerhouse of motivation and determination. I am a powerhouse of motivation and determination. I am aligned with the energy of abundance and prosperity. I am aligned with the energy of abundance and prosperity. I attract opportunities that propel me towards my goals. I attract opportunities that propel me towards my goals. I am resilient in the face of challenges, and I emerge stronger every time. I am resilient in the face of challenges, and I emerge stronger every time. My mind is clear, focused, and ready to conquer any task. My mind is clear, focused, and ready to conquer any task. I am surrounded by a supportive network that uplifts and inspires me. I am surrounded by a supportive network that uplifts and inspires me. I am worthy of success, and I embrace my journey with gratitude. I am worthy of success, and I embrace my journey with gratitude. Every setback is an opportunity for growth and learning. Every setback is an opportunity for growth and learning. I am a magnet for positive energy and meaningful connections. I am a magnet for positive energy and meaningful connections. I trust in my intuition to guide me towards my highest path. I trust in my intuition to guide me towards my highest path. I take efficient, clear action and manage my time effectively. I take efficient, clear action and manage my time effectively. I am the embodiment of success, and my actions reflect my unlimited potential. I am the embodiment of success, and my actions reflect my unlimited potential. How was that for you? I hope that was beautiful and uplifting and that it inspired some confidence in you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day. And let's just go test this idea out. Does stating affirmations in a warm, loving, positive way to and towards yourself help you to navigate the rest of the day a little bit more easily and joyfully? I certainly hope that this experiment is a good one and a true one. Remember to maybe bookmark this episode, remember the episode number, and perhaps repeat this episode and the affirmations to yourself over the course of several days, perhaps a week, maybe 30 days, and see what the effects are. I imagine that they are going to be solid and that you're going to become someone who enjoys speaking more positively towards yourself. It's a really nice habit to develop. Let's get all that negativity out of our way. It's really just one large distraction. We are safe. We are healthy. We are productive. We are calm. And we are about to operate on our highest path. And I'm so proud of you for taking the time to listen to this podcast, Make Time for Success, so that you could really learn the habits, the mindset, the energy strategies to help you be a success in your life. If you enjoyed this episode, please do me a favor and share with us a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. I would love that gift from you to me. And I will be back next week with another set of instructions for how to make time for success. Thanks so much. I'll see you soon. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Make Time for Success podcast. If you enjoyed what you've heard, you can subscribe to make sure you get notified of upcoming episodes. You can also visit our website, maketimeforsuccesspodcast.com, for past episodes, show notes, and all the resources we mention on the show. Feel free to connect with me over on Instagram too. You can find me there under the name Procrastination Coach. Send me a DM and let me know what your thoughts are about the episodes you've been listening to. And let me know any topics that you might like me to talk about on the show. I'd love to hear all about how you're making time for success. Talk to you soon.